Chapter 5.
The new first blade of all rapscallions sat alone on the creaking, weather-beaten stern of his late father's vessel, which lay heeled half over on the southeast shore. Dan McGwarfang had watched dawn break over the horizon, a red glow at first, changing rapidly as the sun rose in a bloom of scarlet and gold. A few seabirds wheeled and called to one another, dipping toward the gentle swell of the placid sea. Hardly a wave showed on the face of the deep, pale green waters inshore, ranging out to mid-blue and aquamarine. A bank of fine clouds shone with pearl-like opalescence as the sun rays reflected off it. Now the wide vault of sky became blue, as only a fresh spring morn can make it. Scarlet tinges of sun wisped away to become a faint rose thread where sea met sky, as the great orb ascended, golden as a buttercup. All this beauty was lost on Damag, as the ebb tide hissed and whispered its secrets to the shingled beach. Probing with his sword point, he dug moodily at the vessel's timbers. They were rotten, waterlogged, barnacle-crusted, and coated with a sheen of green slime. Damag's pale eyes registered anger and disgust. A bristle tail crawled slowly out of the damp woodwork, with its antenna waving and grey armour-plated back undulating. The insect lumbered close to Damag's foot claw. With a swift, light thrust, he impaled it on his sword point and sat watching it wriggle its life away. Behind him, breakfast fires were being lit and drums were beginning their remorseless throb again as the rapscallion armies wakened to face the day. Damag sensed the presence of Lugworm at his back and did not bother turning as the stoat spoke.
Empty cooking pots cause rebellion, O First Blade. You must throw the sword quickly, today.
Damag flicked the sword blade sideways, sending the dying insect into the ebbing sea. Then he stood and turned to face Lugworm. The great rat's jaw was so tight with anger that it made his voice a harsh grate.
I know what I've got to do, slop brain. But supposing the sword falls waveside up, how could I take all of those back out there to sea in a fleet of rotten, waterlogged ships? We go straight to the bottom. There's not a seaworthy vessel on this shore, so unless you've got a foolproof solution, don't come around here with that idiotic grin on your stupid face, telling me what I already know.